trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home tonight and Saturday against Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford. We start you off with some White Sox news. Ken Williams on MLB Network said Chris Sale will not be the opening day starter. Sale could take the mound as early as April 12th. That would be a home game against the Twins. So Chris Sale will not be the opening day starter. The earliest possible date for his debut for this season, April 12th at U.S. Cellular against the Twins. The Bears introduced linebacker Pernell McPhee to the Chicago media. GM Ryan Pace said the Bears did not try to move a Jay Cutler.
We made that decision, like I said before. We went through a process of thoroughly evaluating the roster and we're moving forward with Jay Cutler as our starting quarterback.
And just for good measure, Pace even gave us a quote, Jay is our quarterback, end quote. They did not try to move him. It did not happen at all, no matter what you heard. Former Chief Safety Ron Parker is expected to visit Hallis Hall later today. Antrell Roll and Eddie Royal were in town last night. Elsewhere in the NFL, Andre Johnson signed a five-year, $35 million deal with the Colts. The Texans have traded Ryan Fitzpatrick to the Jets. That's great. Ryan Matthews agreed to a three-year, $11.5 million deal with Philly. NBA, the Bulls play at Philly tonight. Tip-off is at 6. NHL, Blackhawks skate at Arizona tomorrow. Corey Crawford will start in net. Johnny Oduya is expected to return. MLB, the Rangers, and Yu Darvish will seek one more opinion before the pitcher likely agrees to season-ending Tommy John surgery. Spring training games today about to get underway. White Sox take on Texas. Carlos Rodon, Giovanni Gallardo are the starters. John Lester and the Cubs face the Dodgers and Zach Greinke. Big Ten tourney begins today at the UC. Illinois and Northwestern play tomorrow. The Michigan, you can hear the game right here on The Score at 11 a.m. Northwestern plays Indiana at 5:30. Big East tourney tips today at Madison Square Garden. DePaul plays Creighton. 8:15 pregame show right here on The Score. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Blackhawks coverage on The Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. It's also brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
There's angry all caps idiot from the 574. I don't even know where 574 is.
Yeah, get rid of Marshall, right? You sound dumb, D-U-M.
Me fail English? That's impossible. possible?
Where is 574?
North Central Indiana.
Ooh, that figures. Ooh, boy. Thomas country.
There was this one time that I was selling pots to this Amish dude. You know those guys who got, like, the beard with, like, no mustache?
Yeah. I don't think the Amish are texting.
It's not our way,
but it's my way.
Yeah, we can do that at 5 o'clock. Read the Amish letters that we get.
Texts from the Amish.
This is not in the proper spirit of Rumspringa.
Here come the texts from the Amish. This is signed Josiah Yoder. Wilst thou return my McCormick automated scythe at your earliest convenience?
I've decided that I'm going to raise my kids to be Amish.
And this is another one here. I can't believe I must listen to ye idiots whilst we raise this barn. I'd rather shave my beard than lose Marshall, English idiots. Speaketh more hockey.
And I'm sure there'll be some problems. I'm sure there'll be occasions where they'll be like, Daddy, how come we never get to watch television or play video games? You always get to watch television and you get to play video games and you get to have the lights on in the house and we never do it. But how come you do? Well, sweetheart, that's because Daddy's not Amish. Now, come on, be a good boy. You gotta get upstairs to bed. You know, you have to get up early and harvest my breakfast.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm Violet.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Boris Zabrinsky talking to you at 312-644-6767. The Bears have their press conference today, and it was actually, given what you had to do other than meet Pernell McPhee, and your term there, violent, did a good job of not kissing Jay's ass,
right?
Because I'm tired of people doing that. Stop doing that. And they did not do that. The Wiley John Fox.
No, I think that in general it was well handled. They knew they had to get through this.
You because had to get through
this
it.
Was this people. Was the yep. This was the kind of thing where they were better served, and I think they were well prepared. They knew what was coming. They also know that people know that they tried to move him, so they had to make sure they could put that genie back in the bottle however they could do. That would not be easy. And he did what general managers do.
That's what you do.
And they also didn't effusively praise Jay.
No.
And Fox even, I mean, maybe damning with faint praise a little bit there. And that's fine. Much better to err on that side of things. So I think all in all, pretty refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Pretty refreshing. That we didn't, it was the term that Brad Biggs used, gobbledygook. And we didn't get a lot of gobbledygook.
No, we did not.
So I think I'm still pretty pleased with overall the way this new regime is handling some really uncomfortable business and some difficult business.
Yeah, and you know, and look, we both understand a long way to go here, long way to go. I mean, we could change our minds on this, I think we have the right to do that as time rolls on. But as for right now, we're good. We're good with them. I'm fine with them. I think
I'm too.
It's a very difficult job ahead of them. It's not none of this is easy. None of this is easy. You buried yourself under a lot of bad here, so there's a lot to be done. But I'm encouraged by what I've seen. Encouraged by it. And they've done very little, but I'm still encouraged by the fact that I think you're being run by a guy who has a vision. I think your coach is pretty good too, as I said at the time. He's been it. He's done all this stuff.
Yeah, the coach is comfortable enough in his own skin that he doesn't feel he has to try to be something he's not. Or that he has to worry about public perception about any of his relationships. And, man, not having Marshall there just makes everything feel better in general.
Yep.
Because that
really, it really was everything fine. Everything's fine. We like Pernell McPhee.
Yeah, I'm not. He's very football-y.
He is.
Pernell is very much a football player. He's extremely football-y.
What's up, y'all?
Your scouting report, violent.
Violent. And what's up?
I predict pain.
I'm violent.
I think they get him in the trailer at Bourbon A.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to him.
I mean, hell yeah.
He's a man of few words. He's very football-y.
Oh, no, we'll
and he's,
no, no, no.
He's big, and he's fast, and he's young, and he's violent,
we'll
and you put a plastic hat on him and let him run into
we'll
people.
Loose to them.
Right?
Yeah, oh, they awesome right now. Yeah. God, no touched him.
He'll be fine.
Said God touched him.
God touched him?
Mm-hmm.
Where on the doll did he touch you?
Oh, they awesome right now. Yeah. God, no touched him.
God, no touched him? What was that?
Yeah, oh, they awesome right now. Yeah. God, no touched him.
I can't make it out.
I don't know what that was.
I can't make heads or tails out of that.
So no, we haven't even been on the grass yet.
Sounds like part of the Les show. But I predict this. I don't know if we'll get the chance, because who knows? Who knows what goes on in Bourbonnais? We don't know. But loosen him up and have fun with him. I guarantee you can do it.
I bet. Yeah. After practice, you know, he's a little dehydrated. We get him in the trailer, and then we mess with him a little bit.
Yeah,
we did that. That will
absolutely.
I don't know how many shows we're going to be doing, but we'll definitely make it our job.
All
to
of
do
them.
That.
Day one, all of them.
I love to. I think they're cut up